Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. If you haven't got a Bible with you, don't worry, just listen to what the Word of God has to say. I'll read it as clearly as I can. Mark chapter 10, and we'll read from verse 46. Mark chapter 10, and verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. Now, the purpose of our meetings in this tent that we've started a little few days ago and we're continuing on is to present to you a wonderful message from the Bible. A message called the gospel message. Gospel means good news. So already, in the world in which we live, the mess that this world is in, how wonderful to be able to get together tonight to hear a wonderful message of the gospel. We're going to see tonight how this message is a message of love. The God who created this world loves you and loves me. That's a tremendous thing, isn't it? That the God who created this world loves each and every one of us. And not only is this message about a message of love for you and for me, but it is a message for each and every one of us, whosoever. We read, and so, well, we sang together in the hymn, and really that is a quotation from a verse in the Bible, for God so loved the world. You and I are in this world, so we know God loves us. You know, there's not one person in this world that can say that nobody loves them, because God loves you. And we're going to see tonight how much God loves you by sending his son. So it is a wonderful message of good news. It is a message of love. It is for every single person, not only in this tent, but in this world. And we're going to see tonight how this message of the gospel really is an invitation. I'm sure that we've all at some point received an invitation. You know, when you receive an invitation, very often there's an RSVP on there. And there's a date when you need to reply. You need to respond to that invitation. You know, the gospel message is exactly the same. The gospel message is an invitation. And it demands a response from each and every one of us. You know, normally when you get an invitation, there's a specific date on that invitation when you need to respond. Well, exactly the same with this invitation tonight, but there is the date for you to and me to respond is now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not come back tomorrow night and see what we think then. Because we're going to see tonight how this message is absolutely vital that we respond to it now. There's reasons for that. We don't know when, we don't need to sound morbid, but we don't know when we're going to be taken into eternity. After this life, the Bible talks about eternity. We don't know when we're going to be taken into eternity. So that's why it's so important that we prepare now. We also don't know when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. He's promised to take all those that are Christians, that have believed on him, back to be with him in heaven. And he's promised to return. We don't know when that's going to happen either. So that's another reason why we need to respond. So the response, the RSVP date on the gospel message is also very important, and the response is now. There needs to be a response now. Now, we have read tonight of a sad situation, really. We read of a man called Bartimaeus, and we find two things about him right when we started to read about him. It was quite a sad situation. First of all, we find out, the Bible tells us, that he was blind. And not only that, but we find out not only that he was blind, but he was begging. He was sat by the highway begging. What a sad situation to be in. Not only to be blind, but to be a beggar. You know, this man, although he was blind and although he was a beggar, he knew he needed help. And he also knew who could help. You know, we need to realise that as well tonight. We need to realise that we need help. Maybe we don't think we need help. Maybe we think we've got life quite sorted. Thank you very much. Health is fine. Finances is fine. Maybe we think we've got everything sorted. But we need to. The Bible clearly shows to us that each and every one of us need help because we all have sin within us. That's quite a bold statement, isn't it? Well, that's not me saying that. That's what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us clearly that we have all sinned. All have sinned. Again, that's an all-inclusive all. Every single person in this world, without exception, have sinned. Nobody had to sit down with you when you were younger and teach you how to do wrong. We automatically did it. The reason for that is, go back to the beginning of our Bible and we see that God created this world, but the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God. And as a result of that one act of disobedience, sin came into this world, and that's why you and I tells us all have sinned. But the wonderful message of the gospel is this, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sins. This is the wonderful message. The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven. God sent him, born at Bethlehem. Yet the whole reason he came was that he might save sinners. So Bartimaeus, although he knew he needed help, he also knew who could help. I'm going to present to you tonight who can help you. We all have sin, and we have someone who has come into this world to save us from our sins, and that's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who I want to present to you today. So different and unique from everybody else. You and I are sinners. The Bible tells us of the Lord Jesus Christ that in him is no sin. He never did a sin. He is the Son of God, the Saviour of the world, and he was the one who was able to come into this world and go to a cross, and while he was upon that cross, take the punishment for your sin and for my sin while he was upon that cross. So, the Bible tells us we've all sinned. The Bible tells us also that the wages of sin is death. But how wonderful, the Bible though goes on to say that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now notice what happens. Being a blind beggar, Bartimaeus was on the side of the road begging. He would, because he hadn't his sight, I'm sure that he was able every day to get to know people going about their business. He would know the busy times of the day. He would hear people coming and going to work. And all different things he would hear during the day. But this day in particular that we have read about from the Bible was different. There seemed to be a lot more people. There seemed to be a lot more noise. There seemed to be a lot more excitement amongst the people. And he makes inquiry as to why this is all going on. And he's told that the Lord Jesus Christ was passing by. And so we find in verse 47 that when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." What do we learn here? I think we're learning here that Bartimaeus was not going to let this opportunity pass by. He'd heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he knew he was the one that could help. And he was not going to let the opportunity pass by, so he cries out, because he wanted to get in front of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we need to be in exactly the same situation. We need to realise that the only person that can help us because of our sin is the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't get to heaven in our own strength. We can't work our way to heaven. We can't get to the end of our life and hope the good outweighs the bad. We can't say, well, surely if God is a God of love, then we'll all just go to heaven. If that was the case, then, as I've said before, I would have to ask the question, why did he send his son and why did he allow him to die a horrific death upon the cross? If we all just went to heaven anyway. No, here was an opportunity and he wasn't going to let this opportunity pass by. We need to call upon the name of the Lord. We don't want to let this opportunity pass by. This is a privileged position that you and I are in tonight. To be in the tent, to be able to hear this wonderful message of the gospel. And what we do with this message will determine where we're going to spend eternity after this life. The Bible speaks about a heaven. The Bible speaks about a hell. And after this life, there is eternity. Now, what we do with this message and what we do with the Lord Jesus Christ who loved us and died for us upon a cross will determine where we are going to go. Bartimaeus was not going to let this opportunity pass by. You know, the Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we were to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, just in the seat where we are, the Bible tells us we can be saved. Our sins can be forgiven. We are, the moment we're born into this world, we're born, the Bible says, on a broad way which leads to destruction. But we can be on our way to heaven because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. But there needs to be a change in my life and your life. And it's all because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And we can call upon the name of the Lord and we can be saved. Saved from sin, saved from hell, and on our way to heaven. The Bible also tells us that we need to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. That's what Bartimaeus did. He wasn't going to let this opportunity pass by. Jesus was close. He was in the area. He wasn't going to let the opportunity pass by, and so he cries out. You know, when he starts to cry out, we find in verse 48 that many people just tried to tell him to be quiet. You know, I'm sure everybody else, as they heard Bartimaeus crying out, didn't want to let this opportunity pass by. And the more they tried to tell him to be quiet, the more he cried out. He was never going to let this opportunity pass by. But surely from the crowd's point of view, Bartimaeus, surely, nobody's interested in a beggar. Nobody's interested in a blind man. You know, the wonderful thing is that the Lord Jesus Christ is. The Lord Jesus Christ is interested in you. And he's interested in me. And God knows all about us. That's why he sent his son, Jesus, into this world to go to a cross, to die upon a cross for you and for me. So he has an interest in each and every one of us. And we might say, does anybody care for a blind beggar? Well, the wonderful thing is the Lord Jesus Christ does. The Lord Jesus Christ cares for the blind beggar and he cares for you and for me. So even though they tried to tell him to be quiet, they tried to stop Bartimaeus from crying out, but he was not going to let this opportunity pass by. And we need to make sure that we don't let this opportunity tonight pass by. Tonight is another opportunity for you and for me, if we haven't already, to say to God that we know that we're a sinner and repent and turn from our sin. And to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us upon a cross, and ask him to forgive us from our sin. You know, the moment we do that, we can have our sins forgiven. We can know that we're on our way to heaven. You know, there's a tremendous thing about knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The moment you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you from your sin, there is a peace and a calm and a joy that you will experience nowhere else. There are many people in the world today who try constantly for satisfaction. They try so many different things. That might be money and all different kinds of things. But whatever they've got, people want more because they're never truly satisfied. You know, the only way in which we can be truly satisfied is having the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. A peace, a calm, a joy is found nowhere else. It's found here in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved you and died for you upon a cross. So here we have the determination, and we need to make sure that we don't let the opportunity pass by like this man, this blind beggar. Now, when we come to verse 49, having heard the cries of the blind beggar, Jesus stood still and he commanded him to be called. And they called Bartimaeus and said unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he's calling for you. The Lord Jesus Christ is calling for you. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ knew all about him. He knew everything about him. He knew he wanted to see him. And so he calls him. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you tonight. He's calling you by name. He knows all about you. He knows your life. He knows the difficulties and the problems that you've gone through. He knows the burdens that you've had. Nobody else knows this, but he knows. You know, the wonderful thing is that whatever we go through down here on this earth, the Lord Jesus Christ has already been here and experienced it. And he experienced an horrific death upon the cross of Calvary. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, and we think about him being born at Bethlehem, from the moment he was laid in that manger at Bethlehem, he knew that he would die upon a cross. He knew the suffering that would be his, and he still came. He knew that one day he would be taken to a place called Calvary, just outside of Jerusalem. He knew that they would drive nails through his hands and through his feet. It was not unusual to see somebody put upon a cross in this day. That's how they punished people. What was unusual about this day, when there were three crosses, a man either side of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were there because they deserved to be there, but what was unusual about these crosses on this day was the man on the center cross. Because he's different. He stands out above and beyond everybody else. He's the one who is sinless. He was there because he loved you and loved me. That's why he was there. And they drove nails through his hands and his feet, and a crown of thorns upon his head, a spear into his side. They spat in his face. They ripped the beard from his face. They whipped his back. He was barely recognizable as a man. And while he was upon that cross, all of your sin and all of my sin was put upon the very man who loves you so much he was prepared to go to that cross. And the man who had never done a sin, he was prepared to go there and lay down his life. He was in full control of the situation, but he knew it the moment he came into this world. And he still lived that perfect life. And he still went to the cross because of his great love for you and for me. Because he doesn't want you to be in your sin. He doesn't want you to head to hell. He wants you to be with him in heaven for all eternity. And that's why he came. There's no love like this. We might talk about love and we might think we know what love is. But I tell you, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for each and every one of us was so great that if you were the only person on this earth, he would have still come and still died upon a cross because of his great love for you. So he calls the blind man. And, you know, just as he's told, be of good comfort, rise. He is calling you, dear friend tonight. Have comfort because the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you. He's calling you tonight. Remember the opportunity to accept this wonderful invitation. And remember that when we need to respond to the invitation, it's now. It's now. But he's calling you. And he calls each one of us. And the wonderful thing about the Bible is, and the Lord Jesus Christ tells us this, him that comes to me, he said, I will never cast out. You might have not given much thought to God or the Bible or the Lord Jesus Christ in the past. But the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you by name tonight. He wants you to come to him. Not to come to the preachers, not to come to a church, not to come to a religion, to come to him. He's the one who loved you. He's the one who died for you. You know, he gets before the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when he stands before the Lord Jesus Christ, I think the question that the Lord Jesus Christ asked was a really strange question. He stands before the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a blind beggar, and Jesus knows all about him. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ says, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? You know, the Lord Jesus Christ knew what he wanted. He knew what he needed. But he just wanted to hear it from him. You see, that's the same for each and every one of us. The Lord Jesus Christ knows all about us. And he knows about our sin. He went to the cross because of it. He died upon that cross because of your sin and my sin. But he wants just to hear it from us, that we want to turn to him, to repent of our sin, turn away from our sin, and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us. He just wants to hear it from us. And so it's an individual decision. Nobody else can save you. It's only the person of the Lord Jesus Christ if we just come to him. So Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, knew what was wrong. And he hears. And then we find, having dealings with the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 52 tells us, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. What a tremendous thing. The moment he had dealings with the Lord Jesus Christ, immediately he received his sight. His life was changed because of dealings with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if we come to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, immediately our sins will be forgiven. Immediately we'll be made right with God and we're on our way to heaven. So if we were taken into eternity tonight, or the Lord Jesus Christ came back, even a moment after we'd believed, we'd be with him in heaven. What a tremendous thing. Immediately. Not gradually. Not hopefully. But immediately he had dealings with the Lord Jesus Christ. His sight returned. And if we come to him, put our faith and trust in him, immediately our sins are forgiven. Immediately we're no longer on that broad way which leads to destruction. We're on that narrow way which leads to life, which leads to heaven. You know, the Bible tells us, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. What a wonderful thing to have everlasting life. You can know that peace. that joy, that assurance of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, knowing your sins are forgiven, knowing that you're on your way to heaven, all because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you by his death upon the cross. The last thing we find is the fact that this man, he then followed the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, they're called disciples, they're followers. He wanted to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. He wanted to follow him. No greater person to follow than the Lord Jesus Christ. No greater example for us to look at and to follow than the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the one who loved you and came into this world and died for you upon a cross, taking the burden and the punishment for our sin, for your sin, so that we can be saved. We can have our sins forgiven. He took all the weight, the burden of sin, so that you and I can be saved if only we'll put our faith and our trust in him. Dear friend tonight, the Bible says very simply, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.